What do you wish you hadn't spent money on for your wedding? 79 Coast 792 6278. Here's what couples waste their money on at weddings. One of them I think is really, really helpful. Champagne toasts. Because a lot of the time people don't drink champagne or they don't even finish the glass. And then you got open bottles, you got wasted champagne. It says, you know what? Let people drink whatever they're gonna drink.
Yeah.
And toast with that.
I agree. Yep.
I think that's a great point.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the champagne is old school, but you know what? Some of it's kind of outdated.
Yeah.
Yep.
Printed wedding programs. Don't need that. They know why they're there.
A program? What are you putting on, a play? Wow.
Well, some weddings that have longer ceremonies, you know, like where you have, there's a hymn and then there's, you know.
Wow.
I haven't been in one of those weddings in a while.
Yeah.
Let's see. Balloon backdrops.
Ew.
Is that at a lot of weddings?
I think these are big right now. They're
really?
They're the, yeah.
Is it Pinterest or something?
I think so. These balloon, like, they spell the names out, and then they have a whole
take
backdrop.
Take photos in front of it.
Oh, I've looked into them for even, like, upcoming graduate. They are, insanely expensive.
Yeah, it's just not worth it.
It's air.
It says your reception will look like a birthday party.
Yeah,
That's pretty harsh, yeah. Personalized napkins or place settings. You don't need those. Although at least you could keep those at home for the bar or whatever.
You could, yeah.
Yeah. And then it says donut walls.
Oh yeah, that's another big one.
What is
really?
That?
I've never even
heard
of that.
Instead of a cake, it's a wall and it has like pegs. And all the donuts are, and you just pick up a donut instead of a cake.
Ooh,
it's actually
like
kind of cool.
That idea.
That takes the place of a cake.
No. That's cool for a photo. Okay.
Yeah.
Photo.
Who is going up and taking
that wall?
Well,
down.
Todd would, but Todd also eats out of the trash. So that's a bad example.
What's the problem with the donut wall? You think it's unsanitary?
It's just what says appetizing for something about something that's been pegged to a wall for 5 hours?
Well, if it was one of those Maine-made potato donut
walls, right.
I would pick that over a cake any day.
Yes, that's true. Donuts over cake.
You could do a gourmet donut sort of thing if you wanted.
Thank you, Kelly.
But still, it's like been sitting there, you know.
What has the cake been doing? The cake was made probably a week prior.
Well, that's true.
Well, he's got a point there.
That's true.
He's got a point.
And then if you know that thing where you freeze the cake and eat it a year later, what do you freeze the leftover peg donuts?
That's right. Well,
I got one raspberry frosted from last year. Let's go, honey. Seal the deal. What's with that tradition anyway?
I don't know. We didn't do that.
Let's
sealing
test
the deal.
Yeah. No, with eating the cake a year later.
Oh, okay.
Like, what's with that? It's like, okay, let's see if E. coli will get us. It's fake.
I know. Then it just sits in your freezer for the whole time. Yeah.
79 Coast, if you want to add to the list, you wish you hadn't spent money on it for your wedding. 792-6278. Well, shout out to the band of Debbie Downers on our Facebook page.
Uh-oh.
This group of cynics, circle of cynics. What do you wish you hadn't spent money on for your wedding? Cassandra, the whole wedding. Sarah, all of it. Janie, the ceremony. Rochelle, my first entire wedding. Catherine, the entire wedding since it ended in divorce.
Oh, man.
BL, the wedding. Karen, the whole wedding.
Oh,
okay, we get
man.
The point.
I know.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then Tracy on our Facebook page said the wedding favors. Rachel, that's yours, right? Like, you wish you hadn't spent money on the wedding favors?
I do. So I'm from Maine. My husband's from Vermont, and so I got those really cute little L.L. Bean keychain, the little boots.
Oh, those are expensive.
And I love that idea.
It's a really cute idea.
Yeah.
But that's not cheap.
No.
It's not. And then I got individual little Vermont maple syrup. So everybody got
holy moly.
Wow.
Yeah. So I spent about $1,000 just on favors.
Jeez.
And I have, to this day, a closet. In the closet, I have a box of L.L. Bean boot keychains.
I'll have one.
I'll take one.
You one.
Kelly will take one off your hands.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm not sure how to say this. Well, the last time I saw them was our elf on the shelf at Christmas time. Thought it was a good idea to wear them as boots.
Because
they are perfect size for the elf.
Smart.
So that was a smart little elf. Keep his little not feet warm.
Yep.
Have you ever noticed that the elf
on
the shelf?
The elves of the world come to my closet.
There you go.
And then come on out.
Thanks, Rachel.
All righty.
Bye.
Bye.
You know, I was just going to say that the elf on the shelf has to keep his toes warm. He doesn't have feet.
No, no feet. Isn't that not
have
nice?
Have you ever noticed that? That's.
I guess when you fly, you don't need feet.
That's true. I guess they, yeah, they can fly. True.
Yeah, but how do they land?
Right.
Not softly.
Rough landing.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
Ouch.
Yeah. Like
yeah.
A couple of little toothpicks.
Right.
Huh. Anyway. Uh-huh. Well, that was a real, like, stoner thought. Well, the elves don't have feet.
How do they land,
How do they
man?
Land when they fly? Okay. Hi. Good morning.